Well, what's the reaction in the street? Gigi Ibrahim is one of the activists in Tahrir Square. She has spoken to us several times and given us some very revealing insights, and I hope will so again. Gigi, good morning to you. What's the feeling?
People are full of rage, anger, and disappointment, and they are more determined than ever before to continue the strikes, continue the demonstration, not leave Tahrir Square to the last drop of anybody's blood in here. I mean, seriously, this speech was absolutely bogus, okay? It was stupid, and it was nothing that these people wanted to hear. It was absolutely meaningless. People have chanted many times and over and over, they don't want Omar Suleiman. They did not choose Omar Suleiman. Omar Suleiman has no legitimacy as this president. He has no legitimacy. And the demands are not met and the people are determined. And now it's about hatred. Really, it's about hatred. Like, I personally hate President Mubarak. And he has tortured these people. He has tortured us for 30 years, and he's holding the whole country's hostage. Now more instability will erupt in the country due to dissatisfaction and due to the rage that he has instilled in people, and we're not going anywhere.
Are the streets violent or peaceful?
They're not violent at all. They're just full of anger. I mean, people can't believe the words that were coming out of his mouth. I mean, I was watching it on TV in one of the flats in Tahrir Square, and even before the speech was over, I couldn't hear it because the people were chanting against Mubarak. I mean, they were like, leave now. We don't want you. We don't want Omar Suleiman. Without even finishing the speech, I mean, there's no way we're going to accept any concessions at this point other than the resignation of Mubarak.
What will happen next? Will there be violence now?
I can't say if there will be violence or not. They will. I mean, people, I'm looking at them and they're holding their shoes in the air. Everybody at Tahrir Square is holding their shoes in symbolism of how much they disrespect this man. I mean, he has no concept of what a state is. Okay, he didn't own Egypt. He doesn't own Egypt. And the people have spoken, and they're spoken for his resignation. I don't know what else he's waiting for.
What's the army going to do, Gigi? Will the army support the people or the president?
Exactly. He's putting himself in one thing, and everybody, taking part in this revolution actively or not, or passively. I mean, he's holding them hostage. Even people who don't support this revolution have their life on hold because of one person. If he just steps down, we can start rebuilding Egypt, but he's so stubborn, and his arrogance is beyond any person I've ever seen in my life. I mean, what else are we waiting for? More deaths? More people living in the streets? You think people in Tahrir Square are loving their life here? No, they're not. They're willing to do this for their freedom and for democracy. And why is this message not getting across to the president? To step down.
So he says it's not about his personality. It's not about him, Gigi. And he says
it's not about him either, and it's not about his personality. It's about the people's demand. This is the bottom line. The demand, the people demand the removal of regime. Okay? How did any of his concessions remove the regime? Nothing. Nothing. And the economic situation, well, economic situation has been deteriorating ever since Mubarak was in power, okay? And people, you're talking about the economic in Egypt as a whole, yes, because the top elite are stealing everything. But the average person, talk about the average person, the people, the average person here in Tahrir Square, and ask him about his economic situation, and they can't find any money to eat, okay? They take 200 and 100 pounds a month when a kilo of meat is 100 pounds.